Station 10A, Heritage Orchard.
Hey there, my name is Sarah Belanger, and I'm going to share with you a bit about the UBC Farm Heritage Orchard, which began as a bright little idea in my head in 2005, and through an undergraduate directed studies turned into the rows of growing trees before you. So to give you an idea of some of our goals with the orchard, let me take you back to the planning stages, when I was thinking often of the permaculture design principle, single element multiple functions, which basically means that no one thing does just one thing. You can see this theme across the programs of the UBC Farm. Multiple goals are achieved through every individual project, and my goals in the creation of this orchard were numerous. First of all, I wanted to provide a sanctuary for heritage apple cultures and to contribute to the preservation of diverse apple genetics and apple culture. In your average grocery store, you are lucky to find half a dozen to a dozen varieties of apples, though there's estimated 7,500 cultivars available worldwide. The UBC Farm Heritage Orchard includes over 70 varieties, which is a drop in the bucket, but it's a precious drop in the bucket. Our oldest cultivar, the Gravenstein, is over 400 years old, dating back to 1600. Visitors are welcome to stroll through the orchard to read about where our apples originated, when they were first named, and what they're best used for, such as eating fresh, cooking, making cider, drying, and so on. And a walk through our orchard is truly a tour of our culinary and social history, and we're proud of the fact that we are restoring our food. Next, I wanted to increase the potential for agricultural and horticultural curriculum at the UBC Farm by providing a working orchard that's available for research, practicum experience, and study within the context of an agro-ecosystem. UBC students are welcome to get involved in our orchard through directed studies. Our practicum students learn to graft and prune each year, and some UBC classes include the orchard in their curriculum. Thirdly, I hoped to create a productive and demonstration orchard that could serve as an educational resource for urban fruit production in Vancouver. We're proud to offer orchard tours and workshops, and the farm gates are open for drop-in visitors who want to come by, take a look, and especially to anybody who is considering planting a tree or two in their backyard, who might like to gather ideas about trellising options, cultivar density, or cultivar choice. Fourth, I wanted to increase the perennial food crop production at the UBC Farm. So perennials are planted one time and then they produce every subsequent year, as opposed to annual crops like tomatoes, which need to be planted every growing season. So by increasing perennial production, I was hoping to contribute to the UBC Farm's ecological and financial sustainability. And finally, I wanted to help protect the UBC Farm by increasing its value through yet another unique, significant project on site. Beyond the benefits that I've already mentioned, the Heritage Orchard offers therapeutic and recreational value. A stroll through the orchard in the spring when the trees are in bloom, or in the fall when the apples are ripe, is uplifting. As a counseling psych graduate student, I firmly believe in the power of horticultural therapy. Being in and connecting to beautiful natural spaces heals and heartens people. And on that note, welcome to our orchard. I hope you enjoy your walk around and that one day soon you can buy a few of our delicious apples. Thank you.